where does this day sit in your career and in the progress of this team as a whole?
Yeah, it was a very, very pleasing day. You know, it sits right up there with probably one of the best days I've had in Test cricket. To top it off, will be great, you know, to get the 10 wickets that we require tomorrow, and you know, just make sure we start the series well with a victory in the first Test match and head deeper down into the series.
On the subject of getting 10 wickets tomorrow, what were some of the factors you would have to consider in time your declaration?
There's still a lot of time left in the game, you know. Two full days of cricket is a lot of cricket. You know, obviously, you don't really want to leave yourself, you know, probably giving them too much time to get into their innings and probably start and stop. So, I mean, for us, you know, we were planning to bat up to T, and then at T, you know, we assessed where we were. And at that stage, Shane was on 95, I think it was. And for us, it's to get to his 100, keep them at bay a little bit longer, and then make the declaration.
Jason, not many players will quibble with a captain who's scored double hundreds and is taking wickets like yourself. Do you feel like over the course of the sort of 4 or 5 years you've been doing the job, your authority now is the strongest it's ever been?
I guess it was a bit of a slow start to the career. It was very tough at first as well. It was just finding a way to understand the dynamics of Test cricket. You know, and Clive Ward is obviously somebody who I hold in high regard. And you know, he always said to me, "Well, he learned to play Test cricket after three years." Sorry, and yeah, I've obviously been in the role now for a little while, and you know, I'm now starting to understand the dynamics of Test cricket. And you know, getting the performances that I am now is very, very pleasing. You know, hopefully that I can continue in this vein and keep pressing forward for this team.
England were a bit, well, some of the comments ahead of the series were kind of patronising, weren't they? I wondered whether that inspires you guys in the same way that mediocre comment did a few years ago. Has that been something that's been motivational?
To be honest, I haven't heard the actual comments. I've heard a few people mentioning something that Jeffrey Boycott would have said, you know, but I really haven't heard it, to be honest. You know, for me, it's just sticking to our game plans. You know, we've spoken a lot within the last couple of months about where we want to go and how this team wants to progress. So for us, it's just trying to stick to that and be as focused as we possibly can, sticking to our game plans for longer periods and being consistent. I think that's all I can really ask of the boys, and I think if we can do that more often than not, we'll win a few more Test matches.
Is it particularly special? I presume you've known each other today for a very long time, known each other growing up. Does that make it extra special?
Yeah, extra special, obviously. Again, Shane is somebody who we've known from a very young age. You know, we played lots, all of our cricket together practically. He was at my side throughout my entire career, and it's really good to see him at the next end and also getting to his 100. You know, I came in and I got past him quite quickly. And then I think when I got to 100, he was around 60-odd. And for me, my job wasn't done as yet. It was for me to get him to 100 and make sure that I don't expose the other guys and probably make him think a little bit more as to how he's going to get the 100. So, yeah, again, I was really, really pleased to see him see it through and be there with him at the very, very end. And, you know, I got a chance to get to double and, you know, I pressed for it.
Was it part of your intention to keep England out there to really grind them in a bit? I mean, the second test is 6 days away or something, I think. Was that part of your thinking?
Definitely was part of the thinking, you know, to grind them down. As I said before, still lots of time left in the Test match. Two full days of cricket is a lot of cricket. And for us, it's to keep them there, you know, out in the heat and obviously keep them on their legs. So credit to us again, you know, from where we were in the position that we were, and for Mr. Shane and myself to get that partnership that we got, you know, it was really, really tremendous. And, you know, hopefully we can get a few more in the future.
Your celebrations today were really, you know, hearty celebrations and extended. Was there any particular reason for that, or just
happened? Yeah, I had a bit of emotion within, you know, and I think it was the best thing to express myself, to be quite fair. After missing the last Test series against Bangladesh and sitting on the outside, I was in England, obviously doing some rehab as well. And it was tough times then, you know, sitting on the outside watching cricket is very, very hard. And then sometimes, you know, you feel as though people forget what you've done in cricket. And it was a chance for me to express my emotions and show people that I can still get a job there.
Sounds like the issues of being doubted and being questioned, things that do kind of spur you on to prove a point, and is it quite satisfying then when you're able to do that?
Not really, man. I try not to get soaked up by too many things from the outside, to be quite fair. Coming into the game after spending a long time out, you know, I had a first class game here, which, you know, I felt was a pretty good run out for me as well personally, but you know, we lost that game as a team, and And we obviously caught some criticism for it, you know, probably had a full strength bar a bit of sight, but yeah, to get to landmarks such as this is just an ecstatic feeling, and you know, one that I can, you know, hardly describe. I guess it'll probably soak in over the next few days, and for me it's just trying to get to that landmark again. And for me, again, it's very important that we win this test match and, you know, put our team in a really good position. So that's the next objective for me, and I guess I'll just focus on that.
One talking point from journalists and spectators alike, where Jason Cole will be batting. And even before this innings, you've heard suggestions over the last few months of batting at number six, batting this place and next place. Give us a peek into maybe what plans you have for yourself in terms of where you sit in the batting room.
It's a funny question, to be honest. I've gotten 2 test centuries at 8 and 1 at 9, so probably should be staying there and batting, trying to get more test centuries. But yeah, obviously, ultimate goal is to move up the order. To time it, you know, I'm not quite sure when that time will be. And I guess if I continue going in the vein I am, you know, more often than not, or sooner enough, you know, I'll see myself moving up the order. But, you know, again, I always say to myself, whatever I can do to help this team win cricket games, I'll put my hand up and do. At this present time, it's for me to stay up. I'll stay down the road and make some runs and then come and bowl as well. So until that changes, you know, that's my role.
So about 18 wickets on day 2 to 0 wickets on day 3, has the pitch changed that much?
It's a tough question, to be honest. I'm not quite sure. I just felt, you know, obviously English bowlers had some overs under the legs. You know, they bowl well. I felt they bowl really well, especially Stokesy and Anderson. You know, they really challenged myself and Dale, and they got a lot of balls to beat our bat as well, you know. So I guess on a different day, one or two of those balls could have nicked, and probably things wouldn't have gone in our favour. But things went in our favour today, and you know, when we got the new ball as well, I felt we didn't really make them play as much as we probably would liked. But yeah, that's just cricket, you know. Hopefully we can come tomorrow and get those 10 wickets that we're looking for.
It's slightly strange to be playing a game on your home ground when there's so many England fans here. Would you like to see a few more local fans in?
Yeah, we'd love to see a few more local fans, definitely. I heard tomorrow there's a special for locals as well, so hopefully they can cash in on that and come and enjoy the atmosphere. But yeah, I enjoy playing against England, and seeing the English fans around is always pleasing as well. You know, they have a great appreciation for cricket as well, and I love the Birmingham as well too, so to hear them sing and chant and enjoy themselves, you know, it's just pleasing to know that people still appreciate Test cricket. And, you know, hopefully Test cricket can continue to live and to continue to grow as well. It's my favourite format, and you know, hopefully I can stick around for a few more test matches.
Have you ever scored a double century before in any kind of cricket?
Actually, no. You know, today's my first double century. Yeah, it's a pleasing feeling.
Cool.